Chapter 2. Rec Number 1 Iscariot Jmanuel Sununda. Monday, August 7, 1989, 7 a.m. Year 2, Day 356. I am present, Dharma, let us continue with our writings. I will relinquish to Judas Iscariot that you might have translation of the words of the scrolls. You ones must recall that in any given experience, the circumstance existing at the time is of utmost importance to keep in thy minds. It is easy to look back and see how it could have, or would have, been different. It is the story told and happening at the time that is important in this circumstance, for such erroneous tales have been told and exaggerated through time passage. Think, if your newspapers can mix up two names in an interview, on thy front page, what of 2,000 years ago as word went by camel caravan by gossip? We come now to set the record to right. Too much damage has been done unto ones in my name, and it shall stop, for you ones are being destroyed by evil. Thy own media presentations are completely filled with the stories, and you only get perhaps 1/1000th of any news about thy globe. Further, that comes from pre-selected stories, or versions thereof, cleared by a central news service. Do you actually think that it would be headline news were I to walk with Sister Eleanor every 30 minutes, in full embodiment? Of course not, so come out of thy fantasy world of silly dreams and let us get on with truth. Let us put the basically incorrect myths to rest with the truth in brief format that you are prepared to enjoy and learn from thy brothers of the cosmos, who will come forth soon to assist you, who have petitioned unto me and our Father for assistance. You of Earth have asked in prayerful searching for help in thy time of violence and moral decay. You shall have it. How did you perceive it would come? Really think about it. How did you think it would come forth? You no longer have the ability nor the facilities upon Earth to reverse of it. So, how did you believe it would come to you? So be it. I stand aside to monitor Dharma, that you and Judas might script. Blessings upon the word. John the Baptist. Let us speak firstly of the one in thy book referred to as John the Baptist. None knew then, nor now, from whence came the one, John the Baptist, for he was brought there to prepare the way for the young Jmanuel who would achieve his mastery. The whole land was laid throughout with evil persecution. Beloved friends who read of the words this day of your year 1989 can have no conception. You look upon thy picture Christmas cards and see whatever you wish to see. It was a sordid and cruel time in the world at the coming of the Christos Master. You can find of good in little pockets of existence in any time format in history. Ah, but back to the scrolls. The next few years of young Jmanuel were spent in and about Nazareth while he grew in his physical way, with his family, which also grew in number during those years. I will effort at keeping to the facts and point of discussion, however, so will not, at this time, enlarge upon other than effective circumstances which related directly to Jmanuel in a major magnitude that differs to great degree from what you have been told. At that time there came one, John the Baptist, who went about the country teaching and preaching. He preached mostly in gatherings along the banks of the Jordan River, at the edge of the desert. No one knew from where he had come nor when he had arrived. He did, however, begin to draw rather large crowds, for he preached the baptism, according to the old laws of God, and the way according to which the path to knowledge was to be prepared, and he preached that the laws had to be followed because he was the only ruler for the human race, but that above God was the creation, creator of the worlds, the universes, and all things alive. He also preached that all things are alive. He told that the creation is without gender, either male nor female, was the secret of all secrets, death and life, the light and darkness, being in non-existence, and that God the Lord, the ruler of his human race, and those who traveled from afar, the celestial sons, hold the creation in most high esteem, above all other or all else. All over Judea, and the people of Jerusalem went to John acknowledging the ancient laws of God, and allowed themselves to be baptized by him in the river Jordan. John told them it was not the ritual itself that made any difference, but only that it represented cleansing and acceptance. It washed the darkened energies from the auric field around the body that the positive energy field of light could establish itself. John came forth as a most simple being who wore a simple robe of woven camel hair and clutched it with a belt of camel leather about his loins. His food was also simple, for he ate little other than wild honey and locusts. He explained to the people that as the locusts did feed on the grain crops, the substance taken within the locust was converted to a most worthy food supply. He showed them that the locust did not need represent a destructive pest, but rather a food supply of great value which converted a simple food stuff into a body-sustaining, whole, food. He further told them that the honey gathered from the wild bees gave energy upon which the body could instantly draw strength, and as the wild bees gathered the dust from the wild plants, they brought forth a variety of worthy food supply into the honey. Further, the unused dust brought forth into the hive was also a most wondrous food supplement. As always is the case in history, man takes that which pleases him and discards that which he despises. Were man to come to balance and partake of the pests which abound, you would not be plagued by famine and starvation. Ponder it, brethren. As John anointed by immersion in the river many of the people, there also came many Pharisees and Sadducees to him, taunting and ridiculing him with malicious shoutings and speeches, but John spoke. You breed of vipers, who told you that you could escape from the future wrath, once your false teaching is recognized? Watch and bring forth fruit of repentance and teach the truth. Turn from the evil of your own false teaching done with arrogance, and from the motives of power and profit. Do not think that you will say amongst each other, we have Abram as a father. I tell you, with his knowledge and power, God is able to turn these stones into children because he knows the secret of the creation. The axe has already been laid at the root of the trees. Therefore, the tree which bringeth forth bad fruit will be hewn down and thrown into the fire. You breed of vipers, in 2,000 years, you and your descendants who teach falsely, serving your own pride from the motives of power and profit, shall be punished and destroyed because of your lies. When the human race begins to know and separates the wheat from the chaff, when your false teachings are laughed at, and the human race finds the truth, when the human race builds singing lights and fire machines which fly in thy skies and beyond, and within which the human can ride forth into space and beyond, as is done by God and his following, the celestial sons, who teach us wisdom and the knowledge of the creation, who urge us to obey the law of nature and live in accordance and in balance with it, then shall you reap the rewards and harvest of thine lies and evil works you have thrust upon these beloved peoples. Get away from this place, you faithless breed of vipers, get away from this place, for you are impure and cursed in your false teachings. Get away from this place, for I can, by my own accord, baptize you to repentance, with only water. But he who comes after me is stronger than I, and I am not worthy to take off his shoes. He will baptize you with the knowledge of the Spirit, and with the fire of truth. He will come forth with his shovel in hand, and he will sweep his threshing floor and gather the wheat in his warehouse. But he will burn the chaff with the fire that cannot be extinguished, for the lie can never resist truth which destroys evil in its fire. He will come forth times two, for his first coming will be for his own lessons, that he shall be able to pass his initiations and come into his full inheritance, and then he shall come, and all these evil things shall be banished from this land. Baptism of Jmanuel. Upon one occasion, as John was preaching to the gathered crowd and the mockers were particularly degrading, behold, young Jmanuel from Galilee came to the river Jordan. He went forth to John and asked John to anoint him in baptism, but John refused and spoke, I need to be baptized by you, for you are of far greater wisdom than am I, and you come to me? Jmanuel answered and spoke, Let it happen thus for now, for it is up to us to fulfill all justice, to act in earth's circumstance, since we are both sons of the earth. Thusly the two spoke with God between themselves and counseled guidance, and so John consented and did baptize Jmanuel. And they embraced as friends of long duration and exchanged words which could not be understood nor interpreted by those who gathered at the river. 40 days with higher beings. After Jmanuel was baptized, he soon emerged from the water of the river Jordan, and as he climbed forth upon the river shoal, a great excitement passed through the crowd gathered there. For witness thusly, a metallic light fell from the sky and dropped over the river Jordan. The people all fell on their faces and pressed them into the sand of the river shore, and some jumped into the river itself, for they were terrified and frozen in fear. But a voice spoke out of the metallic light. This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. He will be the King of truth and teacher of wisdom, and who shall lift this human race to knowledge. After the voice was silent, Jmanuel turned to the crowd and told them to be at peace and fear not. He placed his blessings upon those gathered, and the panic and fear was abetted. He then turned and entered into the metallic light, which appeared to be surrounded by fire and smoke but gave forth no terrible heat which burned the skin. However, all kept a distance from the light, save Jmanuel, who had walked forth and entered therein. After he entered into the light through an opening, the opening was sealed closed, and the light ascended into the sky, glided across the lifeless sea of air, and the singing of the metallic light soon became silent. After that, Jmanuel was no longer seen nor heard upon the land for 40 days and nights. During the ensuing period of time, Jmanuel no longer lived among the people of the human race, of the earth. Actually, he never again lived in the fullness of human density from that very day forward, for he was somehow made different from the human creation with whom he was to experience. The next portion was laid forth in words from the Master himself, and in fact, you of the small group circle have shared his telling of the secret. I shall retell of it here, that this document be in completion as a unit record of sequence. However, I shall cover it only briefly, for the Master Jmanuel wishes to cover this experience in more detail at a later time, sequence. I shall relate it exactly as the scrolls can be translated. after Jmanuel was lifted up from the earth, and when this happened, no one knew where he had been taken. Jmanuel was led off by the metallic lighted object between north and west, where the guardian angels had received cords with which to measure the place for the chosen ones. Thus, he lived for 40 days and 39 nights between the winds of the north and the west, where he received the secret of wisdom. Meanwhile, he spent his days with the wise saints and God and the guardian angels, the celestial sons, who taught him the knowledge of the wisdom, the dominion of God over this human race and his celestial sons, the omnipotence of the creation of the universes, and the immortality of the spirit through rebirth. There he saw the forefathers, the saints of ancient times, who were the fathers of the human race, the celestial sons. From there he went north along the ends of the earth, where the metallic lights and fire vehicles fell out of the sky, or streaked through the skies, or, with singing, covered with smoke and fire, soared into the spaces and then sometimes sat silently above the lands and silent, motionless cloud forms, when near unto the land masses. Three portals. There at the ends of the entire earth, he saw a great and marvelous wonder. Here, he saw the doors of heaven open. There were three of these doors which were opened unto him that he might see within. As big as the area of the lifeless sea near the river Jordan did the heavenly doors radiate, in its brightest Sohar. Radiating therein, the entire land of Israel was alive and true, man and animal, and everything that was there. Inside this first heavenly door there was no hidden secret, for Sohar entered the smallest spaces of the cottages, and revealed the last to be known. Inside the second heavenly gateway there rose mighty mountains, whose tops reached into the sky and disappeared into the clouds. Huge masses of deep snow were lying down at the foot of the mountains, and at the edge thereof another human race with brown skin built their dwellings. The third heavenly portal revealed a land of huge dimensions, mountainous land with rivers, lakes and oceans. Again therein lived another human race. Not far from these three heavenly portals was the palace of God, the ruler of these human races, and those who had traveled from afar, the celestial sons and the guardian angels. In his palace God ruled over the three human races created by him, and over his following, the celestial sons. He was immortal and ancient, and the size of a great giant, like unto the celestial sons. Sacred teachers. Within this palace of God, there appeared to Jmanuel two very tall men, the likes of whom he had never before seen on earth. Their faces radiated like the sun, their eyes seemed like burning torches, and fire seemed to come from their mouths. Their clothing resembled a layer of foam, and their arms were like unto golden wings. They lived in their own world, for the world of humankind had killed them. These two men, from the constellations of the seven sisters, were sacred teachers, and were together with two smaller men who said that they were men from Baal. They said, "People have come from heaven to earth, and other people have been lifted from earth into heaven. The people that had come from heaven remained on earth for a long time, and created the intelligent human race. Behold, men created by the celestial sons were very different in their own way from the other people of the earth. They were not like man of earth, but similar to the children of the angels of heaven, a different kind. Their body was white and pale as likened to snow, and red in the within as the rosebud. Their hair was white as wool, and their eyes most beautiful. The human races shall keep their inherited beauty, and keep on creating it. But in the course of the centuries and millennia, they shall mix with other human races of the earth and heavens in order to create with the earth people new human races, and special races, such as the celestial sons. The wisdom of a celestial son. Jmanuel, you are of wisdom, created from amongst us of a celestial son. With your wisdom you will make the impossible possible, and perform acts considered to be miracles by the human races. You know the power of spirit, but beware, do not abuse it. Your wisdom, which you received through us, will serve the well-being of the human races, but the way leading thereto will be very difficult for them and for you. You will not be recognized for that which you are, and you will be renounced, for the human races are ignorant and filled with superstition and false teachers. The human races believe that God is the creation itself and not the ruler of the celestial suns and these human races. The people of the earth attribute to him the omnipotence of the creation and glorify his as the creation itself. However, God is like unto a man, like all the celestial suns and the human races, except he is spiritually infinitely more developed than they, more than any human creation or celestial sun. Heed not false teachings. You too, Jmanuel, they will insult as God and his inborn son, and you, too, will be made equal, in their ignorance, to the creation. You will be in the telling of them that they, too, can be as you, but they will not be in understanding and persecute you for your generosity of truth. Do not heed these false teachings, because millennia will pass before the people of the human races from the earth will be able to recognize the truth. This will be for several reasons, one of which is that you must grow through thy initiations unto thy godly status, whereby you shall be given thy name and full inheritance. Great floods of human blood shall be shed on your account, your blood as well as that of uncounted generations of human ones. Nonetheless, fulfill your mission as the King of Wisdom, as the Son of Gabriel, the Celestial Son, for it is ordained from thy God, the One of total light and wisdom. The Infinite One. In the name of God, the law was issued to create you so that you may serve as prophet and forerunner of wisdom to this human race and unto all new human races to come forth upon the earth lands. Fulfill your mission without annoyance and do not allow for antagonization, for it will be great testing that you will endure. You will be unperturbed by opposition to all lack of reason and false teachings of the scribes and Pharisees, as well as against the incredulous people. You must always perform in balance and remain in inner wisdom and harmony, for yours will be an example for the evolutions to come upon the human races. You shall be given to grow beyond the wisdom of all human races and become one with God, that you will fulfill thy ultimate mission within the realms of human. Upon your fulfillment of your mission, centuries and 2 millennia shall have passed before the truth of your wisdom is brought forth amongst the people and shall be recognized and spread by some ones of the people of the human races. These appointed and consecrated ones shall have also been trained and taught by the celestial sons in the realms of God. They shall be daring and dedicated above all others, that their missions also be fulfilled in perfection and the proper sequence of time portions. Not before the time when machines project themselves into the sky of the human will truth break through, and false teachings will slowly become most unstable and shaky, namely that you are the Son of God or the creation. For you will be recognized as the Son of Celestial Sons and will become one with God and within the creation, Celestial Sons to reveal themselves. This will be the time that we, the Celestial Sons, will begin to reveal ourselves anew to the human races, because they will have become knowing and will threaten the order of heaven with the power they will have gained. But they will be arrogant and ignorant and unable to contain the foolish power they will have discovered, and will threaten annihilation and decimation of the entire earth through their evil tinkering. Thusly they spoke, the Celestial Sons, between north and west, before they brought Jmanuel and the metallic light orb back into Israel in the land of Galilee. When Jmanuel returned, he found that John the Baptist had been imprisoned, and thereafter he left the town of Nazareth and went forth to live in Capernaum, which is by the sea, in the lands of Zebulun and Naphtali. At that time Jmanuel went forth and began to teach and warn the people, "Repent and turn to the truth and to knowledge, for they alone bring life unto you." First Disciples. And then, as Jmanuel went along the Sea of Galilee with this teaching, he came upon 2 brothers, named Peter and Andrew of the house of Simon, known also as Simeon, and they threw their fishing nets into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jmanuel spoke to them, saying, "Come and follow me, I shall teach you knowledge and make you into fishers of men." After they listened to Jmanuel's truth, they became bonded friends, and they soon left their fishing nets behind and traveled along with the young Jmanuel, all being young and about the same number of years. They, and Jmanuel, traveled over the whole of Galilee, taught in the synagogues, preached the knowledge of the Spirit, and healed all diseases and infirmities of the people who came forth to hear and sought wisdom. The news of him spread all over Syria. They who heard of him brought to him those who were sick, afflicted with various diseases and plagues, those who were obsessed, the lunatics, and those who were sick of palsy and all manner of distresses. He healed them all. It came to pass that many people followed him from Galilee, from the 10 cities, from Jerusalem, from Judea, and from the other side of the river Jordan. Everywhere they went, many people would gather and aspire to hear his teachings, for it was recognized that he was of higher inspiration and knowledge. The crowds continually grew in numbers, so that the young master would need find a higher ground upon which to stand, that he might be seen and heard. He sought out placement whereby he might stand atop a hillock and oversee the people, that his voice might be carried to the far edges of the gathered ones. "Dharma, let us take a respite, for we have not had a break in our work for some 3 of your hours. Rest a bit, and we will return unto our work. You are blessed of us of the Celestial Sons, and our communication is growing steadily more synchronized and easy of flow. Salu, salu, salu."